streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Again, the 101st installment of the Lyon County League basketball tournament, as the winner of this matchup will go on to semifinal Friday, where they will take on
Opie.
Opie, thank you.
Sorry, I had a Jolly Rancher.
No, you're okay. I was trying to make sure I kept the matchup straight in my head. There's so much great basketball going on here. I just had a little bit of a spurt. I always like to get those out of the get them out of the way early, huh, Mike?
Yeah, I told myself not to do that, but Coach Slay gave me one. I was like,
you can't say no to a Jolly Rancher from
Coach
Slay.
So, but yeah, Opie defeated Waverly 43-22. To start things off today.
The 5'8 sophomore Olivia Lacey steps into the faceoff dot with Sage Hadley, Brooklyn Jones. It's won by Lebo. Down the way we go. First bucket, good by Lebo.
Sage Hadley with that bucket.
Thank you very much. Steal at half court and a layup in by Brooklyn Jones makes it 4-0. Lebo, 20 seconds gone in this matchup. Maritime Valley trying to get it into the front court, into the hands of Haley Bethel, and it gets turned over again on the other side. We get a layup by Sage Hadley and a timeout taken by Coach Mike McDougal as his team on the wrong side of an early 6-0 run, only 30 seconds gone in this contest.
Yeah, that backcourt pressure is just really causing fits for any team, all the teams throughout the Lyon County League. Obviously, Lebo with 11-0 record. 7-0 Lyon County League slate, number one, one of the top teams in 1A Division II. But
the stoppage in the action gives us a moment to say thank you to our sponsors who make it possible to bring you coverage of the Lyon County League tournament, including the City of Burlingame, a peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County with great schools, low taxes, and lots available to develop. The City of Burlingame and fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck, and Angela Blankley with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Looking for a new place to call home? Call Angela at Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. She can help you find that perfect home in town or that peaceful country setting. Call or text Angela at 620-344-6368. Ball knocked into the backcourt, picked up by Brooklyn Jones, and back on the attack are the Lady Wolves. Top of the key, three launched on the way, will be short there by Abby Peake, but the rebound goes to the Lady Wolves. Now Allie Moore tries her hand at it. That hits back iron. Jones gets her second board. And she was trying to feed Audrey Peake on the baseline or on the sideline, but she went down in the lane. Turnover here to Maritime Valley. Now trying to drive inside is Kelsey Rice. Rice on the right wing. Gets it right elbow to Madison Cormode. Cormode up top now to Bethel. Bethel back to Rice. Maritime still looking for points here as they trail at 6-0, 6:39 left to go, and another steal on the Maritime side leads to a left-handed layup by Brooklyn Jones. Jones and Hadley for Lebo, both with 4 points to start things off. It's 8-0 Lebo, 6:26 to go in the first quarter, and a turnover on the opposite end. That'll be the fifth for Maritime Valley as Bethel was looking to find, I think, Rice on the left side of the floor. Rice was out of position and went right behind her.
Now McDougal in his first year at Maritime Valley, but no stranger to the Lyon County League. He coached at Lebo in the mid to late 2000s before moving to Opie, where his three daughters graduated and were very successful for Coach Jesse Nelson. And, of course, his dad coached at Madison and Burlingame. So, no, like I said, he's got 50% of the Lyon County League covered.
Hadley drives in the lane, decides to kick it right wing to Audrey Peake. She'll dribble inside. Right block jumper is no good. Gets her own rebound. Putback is no good. The rebound this time goes to Olivia Lacey.
McDougal, they won the Lyon, Junior High Lyon County League Championship this year with the Maritime Valley Lady Trojans. So,
Lady Trojans with possession. Apologies, Michael. Go ahead.
To say he's got something to build on there with the 7th and 8th grade girls. So,
yeah. And we will get a foul call against Allie Moore as Rice was trying to drive inside and Moore just got a little too close for comfort. 8-0 the lead for Lebo. 5:44 still to go here in the first quarter. Rice inbounds from the baseline up top to Kyla Vogler, and Vogler will travel before being able to get the pass off to Madison Cormode. Maritime Valley in their road blues with Trojans across the chest. Orange numbers and letters, white trim, Lebo in their home whites with the wolves across the chest and red numbers, black trim.
Lebo capturing their first Lyon County League regular season championship since 2004.
Brooklyn Jones, just outside the lane, gets tapped on the wrist as she loses the ball and gets the handle back. That foul is going to go against Olivia Lacey. That'll be her first, team's first. Lady Wolves going from right to left as we see the action here on the west side of White Auditorium. Right wing inbounds goes to Abby Peak. She'll give to Hadley, who fires about an 18-footer from the top of the key. That's no good. Rebound is picked up by Lindsey Johnson. Now into the hands of Vogler, who will lead it up across half court. Trying to go around Audrey Peak. Ball comes free. It's recovered by Lacey at the top of the power E here. She hands off to Vogler. Vogler trying to back down Hadley at the top of the key. Goes left wing to Rice. She'll just fire a wild shot. Almost knocks down the three-pointer. Put back by Lindsey Johnson is over the top. No good. Rebound again to Mariposa Valley, and it's good by Olivia Lacey. She finally stops the 8-0 run. It's 8-2 Lebo, 4:35 to go. Left wing three on the way, and good by Audrey Peak in retaliation. That's a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And right now, Mariposa Valley is getting the Lebo experience as Audrey Peak gets another steal at half court and easily lays it in off the right side. Takes over the scoring lead for all scorers now with five. Getting set to check in for the Lady Wolves, it'll be Sierra Crouch and Katie Ott. Ott, the sophomore, Crouch, the freshman. As Mariposa Valley again trying to get something going offensively. A stop in the action off the foul. That'll be the second for Lebo, the first for Abby Peak, as she just got a little over-aggressive trying to rip the ball away from Madison Cormode. Back into the Mariposa lineup comes Haley Bethel taking a seat as Cormode. And we will get a timeout here taken by Coach McDougal. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here and say thank you to our friends at McDonald's for sponsoring our timeouts all week long. McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue, just down the street. Open 24 hours at the drive-thru and number one in the nation for delivery through DoorDash. Well, Mike, obviously, offensively speaking, Lebo is all over Mariposa Valley here, really ratcheting up as they lead 13-2 with 3:57 to go in the first quarter. But a few minor mistakes being made defensively as they've already picked up a few quick fouls, and you know that's not going to sit well with Coach Gardner.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, they've backed off their full court pressure, so they're playing a little bit loose defensively. So they're, you hate to say they're playing down to them, but I think, you know, Coach Gardner's just saying, hey, we don't want to get this thing completely, you know, out of the way, but, you know, what do? You know, on a matchup like this.
Crouch and Ott into the Lebo lineup. Ball stolen away by Abby Peak, and she gets a little bump on the head there by Rice, who's trying to stop it. So a foul against Mariposa. That's their second. That should be Rice's first. And it is. Ott inbounds from in front of the scorer's table in the backcourt to Peak. Abby now to Audrey. Back to Abby at the top. Works it right side to Crouch. Left elbow with it is Jones. Gives it back to Audrey. Top of the left wing. She's circling around. Gives back to Abby at the top. Drives inside. Now kicks it right side to Crouch. Crouch goes around the defense. Nice lob in the lane to Ott, who overshoots the rim, but gets tapped on the wrist in the process. So she's going to the line for two. That foul will be registered against Olivia Lacey. It's her second. As Ott sinks the first of two free shots. Katie Ott now with a point here on the evening. Puts up the second. That one gets a friendly bounce and falls through. It looked like it was going to be a little long and fall away. Now full court pressure on again by Lebo. Ball getting worked almost into the front court, being carried here by Haley Bethel. Bethel has it poked away by Abby Peak, maintains control near Coach Slaymaker's signature here at White Auditorium as Peak goes down, no foul called. Right side now to Rice. And Rice will just lose her handle on the dribble as it rolls out of bounds. That will be the ninth turnover for the Lady Trojans here so far. 2:59 still to go in the first quarter, trailing by 13, 15-2 to Lebo. Brooklyn Jones in the post, turns, shoots, doesn't get it to fall, but we will get a foul on the rebound. This one I think is going to go against Lacey. If it does, that's her third, and it will. Olivia Lacey, the 5'8 sophomore, picks up her third foul in the span of 4 minutes, and she'll likely sit the remainder of this quarter, if not the majority of this half.
That hurts.
That does.
Having her on the bench.
Abby Peak inbounds to Sierra Crouch, left wing. Now worked right side to Audrey. Back up top to Crouch, left side to Abby Peak. Back up top, a nice steal by Vogler. Vogler trying to go around Crouch on the other end, fires up a wild shot. It's no good. Rebound goes to Audrey Peak. Lead pass down the other way to Brooklyn Jones. Layup right side is good and one. She got slammed into by Haley Bethel. Bethel trying to get back to stop the shot, and I think she could have pulled up a little sooner as Jones was already in the process of shooting when she got there. Just slammed her from behind. So Jones goes to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play, and Bethel picks up her first foul of the night. Jones will miss on the extra attempt, a rare miss for her. Cross half court now, Bethel from Meritazine Valley, being guarded very closely by Audrey Peak, forces yet another turnover on the Meritazine side. She'll take it down the length of the court, goes up, and Bethel will pick up her second foul in the span of about 15 seconds for the block. Didn't have her feet set, and Audrey knew that, drove right through her. 17-2 is the lead for Lebo. 2:10 to go. Audrey puts up the first of two. Audrey Peak now with 6 points on the night as Abby Peak will take a seat, as will Brooklyn Jones. Audrey fires the second, and that's good as well.
Lebo very, very proficient from the foul line.
Yeah.
Already off to an 80% clip, 4 out of 5 here tonight, but they're shooting well above 70% on the season.
Well, and Coach Gardner's giving his girls a little bit of a rest here as kind of transitioning them in and out. Is a turnover again over on the other side. Wild pass goes through the hands of Rice and rolls out.
Yeah, you're almost at a disadvantage being the one seed on the girls and the boys' side, playing the late games on Tuesday and then having a quick turnaround and playing late games on Friday.
Another steal on the Lebo end by Vogler. She goes up for the layup and gets rejected, but she's going to the line for two.
No, they ain't call foul. Just out of bounds.
I thought they did. My apologies. I saw the hand go up.
Yeah, there was some contact by Hadley and Vogler underneath.
That was great by Hadley to get back on defense that quickly and stop the shot. Inbounds from the right side of the basket goes a little high, almost goes out of control. It's picked up by Lindsey Johnson. Johnson now hands off to Vogler. Top of the key, she drives inside. Now back up top to Vogler for three, way off the mark. Rebound put back is a little bit long by Katie Mitchell, the 5'11 junior. But she is tapped on the wrist, and this time it is a foul. I was just psychic on that last call, I think.
That is the third offensive rebound, though, for Meritazine Valley. That is something that I'm sure Patrick Gardner is going to preach there at the intermission between the quarters.
Mitchell will be short on the first attempt. Still has one to go here. Pumping herself up, fires the shot. That's off the mark as well. Didn't catch iron.
Oh, they're going to call a lane violation.
Oh, they are.
So
she'll
again.
Go back again. I guess Ott, it looks like Ott stepped over the line just a little too early. A little overzealous. It's expected here at White. Mitchell puts up the third, and that one will also be no good as Allie Moore fights for the rebound, but it goes off her hand, out of bounds into the front row seats. And an inbounds coming here from in front of the fans by Rice. Rice looking for an open teammate. Gets it in the form of Katie Mitchell. Mitchell now left wing to Rice. Rice starts to drive, backs out, gives to Mitchell again. This one goes through her hands and into the hands of Allie Moore. Moore now lead pass down the other way to Sierra Crouch. Pulls out of the arc, right wing. Top of the right wing now to Moore for three. That's no good. Hadley gets the rebound and put back. Sage Hadley now with 6 points on the night. Makes it 21-2. Lebo with 1:02 to go in the first quarter. Audrey Peake tried to steal it in the front court from Meritazine Valley and just couldn't hold on to it. It rolls out of bounds in front of the scorer's table as Brooklyn Jones and Abby Peake check back in. Audrey Peake and Sierra Crouch will take a seat. So the five on the floor now for Lebo. It's Abby Peake, Brooklyn Jones, Allie Moore, Sage Hadley, and Katie Ott. Vogler for Meritazine Valley goes right side to Mitchell. Under 60 seconds to go, now 50, I should say, as, ooh, Mitchell, yeah, she got caught dragging the foot, and she got away with it for a split second. Referee thought about it and called it.
The great pressure by Brooklyn Jones, really, really going to work on defense.
Left side, Hadley drives in. Jumper on the way is no good. Rebound goes to Jones. Backs down the defense, fires up a shot of her own from the right block, no good. And fighting for the rebound will be Lindsey Johnson, and we're going to get a foul called. I think this is going to go against Hadley. Yep, that'll be Sage Hadley's first, team's fourth for Lebo. 32 seconds left to go here in the opening quarter. Lebo leading it 21-2 over Meritazine Valley in day two of the Lyon County League Tournament. Full court pressure back on here as Mitchell gets it. Well, got it to Rice. She was going to feed it to Vogler, and it gets taken away by Brooklyn Jones, who misses spin move shot in the lane. Rebound still in the hands of Lebo, though. Ott now, right block jumper, hits the backboard as she gets collided with by Lindsey Johnson. Johnson just tried to provide a little body, no ill intent behind it, just got a little too close. That will be Meritazine Valley 7th, so two shots coming for Ott, but one and one's the rest of the way here in the first half as that's Johnson's first. Ott sinks the first of two.
Lebo
Katie Ott, go ahead.
I said Lebo is struggling from the field, but they're doing an excellent job at the foul line.
Well, they've only missed, I believe, one shot?
Yeah, they're 6 out of 7 now.
Yeah, from the line, and Katie Ott has 4 points on the night, all coming from the line. Vogler brings it across half court to Meritazine Valley, loses the handle on the pass, and got it back just in time to have it swiped away by Sage Hadley on a pass intended for Madison Cremode. And I think it's safe to say they are definitely missing the presence of Emma Marsh.
Yeah, Marsh is their best ball handler, and you can definitely proven here right here.
Cremode has a pass taken away by Hadley. She tries to bank one off the glass and in at the buzzer, but it won't go. And that does it for one. It's 23-2. Lebo leading Meritazine Valley. We're back shortly on Country 101.7 FM, KBOE TV at KBOE.com.
The Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is a great annual event, rich in tradition. It brings communities together to watch area high school athletes work hard for common goals. Citizen State Bank shares the same traits with their 10 convenient locations, including their newest bank in Ovie. They are working hard to make banking easy for you. With their long-standing tradition and dedicated employees, it's easy to see why so many people are choosing Citizen State Bank. Bank with the people you know. Citizen State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an industry that offers a fixed schedule? Then look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. They also offer competitive pay along with a comprehensive benefit package. Hostess is taking walk-in applicants Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and offering on-the-spot positions. If you're interested, stop by 1525 Industrial and apply within. You can also email ahines@hostessbrands.com or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges vary from $18.25 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Back inside White Auditorium at the end of the first quarter, 23-2, Lebo leads Meritazine Valley at the start of the second, and it has been all Lebo, but you made a very fair point, Mike, that Coach Gardner definitely had a conversation with his girls. They did leave some points on the floor there. They missed some simple shots that we're not used to really seeing them kind of, I guess, be off the mark with.
Yeah, they started the game 4 for 4. And then they've gone 3 out of 11 the last, basically the last 7 minutes of the first quarter.
Another steal on the Meritazine in. Audrey Peake dribbles behind the back. Nice feed, right block, Brooklyn Jones. That was a great sequence of moves there by Audrey to open up the opportunity for Brooklyn. Slow, slow. Angle. on the opposite end now. Abby Peak gets another steal. Right side to Jones again. Goes up, banks it off the glass, leaves that short. Rebound goes to Peak, up and in. Abby Peak has her first points of the ball game. It's 27-2. Lebo leading Meritazine Valley. Meritazine has not scored since early in the first quarter after Olivia Lacey knocked one down. Hadley will get another steal for the Lady Wolves and take it down herself, lay it in on the right side. Sage Hadley has eight, approaching double figures here, and a timeout will be taken by Coach McDougald. It's a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one ourselves. You're listening to coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV. At KVOE.com.
So the kids have been begging you to get a puppy. Once you make the big decision, what next? Randomly searching online with an unknown breeder may leave you with more than you bargained for. B&S Kennels, located near Opie, is your trusted breeder. They've been breeding quality puppies for companionship and some for hunting for well over 20 years. B&S specializes in AKC-registered puppies in several different breeds in a clean facility. Visit their website at bnskennels.com to see all that they have to offer. One look and you'll be smitten. B&S Kennels, Larry and Yvette Bowles owners. Call 620-475-3725.
Coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Eagle Creek Quarry. Opening to the public in early February. Visit their new location just 3 miles south of Hartford for all your crushed limestone needs and Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame. Offering payroll and bookkeeping for small businesses, plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840. Out of the timeout by Coach McDougall, it's 29-2. Lebo leading Meritazine Valley as Meritazine hasn't even been able to get into an offensive set yet in this second quarter.
They have not, kind of like how they started the ball game, they're not starting off very good here in the second quarter. Now up to 18 turnovers for the ball game.
Feels like they're already playing a little defeated here as Rice, or apologies, Bethel brings it up across half court. Down low, Lindsey Johnson goes for a shot off the right side. She won't get it to fall, but she will be tapped on the arm, which means she's going to the line for two, a chance to break the scoring streak here.
Yeah, she got a good position on Brooklyn Jones and kind of beat her to the basket.
She'll miss on the first, a little bit long as the 11-0 run continues for the Lady Wolves. Puts up the second. That one falls, and Johnson has her first point of the ball game. Back into the lineup for Meritazine Valley comes Katie Mitchell. Johnson will take a seat. Here come the Lady Wolves. Abby Peak left side to Audrey. Audrey gives back to Abby. Now to Allie Moore, right wing. To Abby again. To Audrey. Thought about a three. She'll skip it back to Allie. She'll drive inside. Right block. Floater up and good. Even though I think it was altered, it still fell perfectly through. The foul will go against Kelsey Rice as she tagged the wrist on the shot. So Moore has a chance at the three-point play. Puts it up and good.
A good play there. Good play there by Moore. Normally she's just a spot shooter for him on the wing. And a nice job attacking the basket to generate the contact and go to the foul.
32-3 is the lead now for Lebo as Abby Peak gets another steal. Bounce pass in the lane to Hadley. Banks it off the glass and in. And she has 10, does Hadley.
We're going to be saying that name quite a bit, quite a bunch taking the next 4 years for Lebo.
Absolutely. Not a disagreement here at all. Ball goes into the backcourt off the hands of Audrey Peak, and they're actually going to say over and back.
Yeah, she dribbled it off her foot.
Ah. I could have sworn I thought I saw Hadley get a hand in there. Nonetheless, yet another turnover here to the Lady Wolves as Ott will inbound it into the backcourt to Abby Peak. Peak will walk it up across half court. She'll pick up the drive, drives right inside. Nobody there to stop her, lays it in for two. And Abby Peak now with four on the night. All five starters for Coach Gardner have points in this ball game. Cormode drives in, and she'll give over to Bethel, who collides with Abby Peak. And I think that one will go against Peak. It will. That'll be her second. As we will get substitutions here for Marizine Valley. Out come Olivia Lacey and Rice. And yet another steal by Levo. Inside the lane, Brooklyn Jones now goes right side as Sierra crouches back into the lineup along with Katie Ott. Peak looking for an opening. Will give to Ott. She'll circle inside the arc. Goes right corner to Audrey Peak. Now to Crouch. Shot was altered slightly by Mitchell, but it still finds his intended target as Crouch goes down the lane on a floater attempt, and rebound is picked up here by Marizine Valley. Turnover yet again to Abby Peak. Up top, Katie Ott left unguarded, drives inside, fires the shot, gets held, and she'll go to the line for two. That'll be team foul number 9 for Marizine Valley, as Ott has yet to miss from the foul line tonight, has 4 points on the evening off the bench, all coming from the charity stripe. Thank you for knocking on wood, Michael. Didn't need it. She's so good, she can't be hurt by a broadcaster's jinx. As I cross my fingers. Ott puts up the second, it's good as well.
9 out of 10 for the foul line to begin the ball game, so an excellent start for Lebo. We saw it in the Flint Hills League shootout with Council Grove Lady Girls shooting exceptionally well. Yeah. I think Lebo girls are going to say this is going to be the best.
Abby Peak picks up a loose ball at half court, goes for the layup on the other end and gets it. Abby with 6 now. It's 40-3. Lebo leading Marizine Valley, 4:26 to go in the half as Vogler loses the handle on the ball inside the arc, throws it away. Katie Ott will touch it last, so it'll stay with Marizine Valley, but I think the fair question is for how long. They have had trouble holding on to it.
Yeah, 21 turnovers, only 6 total shots when they've gotten a look.
Mm-hmm.
They're 1 out of 6 from the field, 1 out of 4 from the foul line.
Kelsey Rice will inbound from in front of Ted Van Ocker. Gets it to Vogler near half court, being guarded by Abby Peak. Abby trying to make a move here, and now she'll throw it to Rice, who just flings a shot from about 14 feet. It's short. Rebound goes to Lebo. Abby Peak takes it down the other way, leaves the layup short. Rebound goes to Vogler. Vogler has it stolen right back by Audrey Peak. Audrey to Abby, right block, goes up for the shot, and she is leveled by Lindsey Johnson, somehow stays on her feet. Believe that's Johnson's second. It is. Team's 10th, so no matter what now, Lebo shoot 2 as Abby misses on the first of 2. Her first trip to the lines thus far tonight as Hadley checks back in. Out comes Brooklyn Jones. Out there for Lebo, it's Crouch, Abby, and Audrey Peak as Abby misses on the second as well. Hadley and Ott from Marizine Valley as they turn it over yet again into the front court. It's Vogler, Mitchell, Cormode, Johnson. As Johnson waves off the defenders there to get the ball back, and Rice also out for the ladies in blue. 3.5 to go here in the first half as Audrey Peak gets yet another steal at half court, goes right around Vogler, up and in right side. Audrey Peak now with 8, and a timeout will be taken by Coach Patrick Garner. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. And well, the Lebo Lady Wolves, they've been to the Lyon County League championship game 2 years in a row coming into this year. They've lost both of those games to Olpe. Last year, Olpe defeated them 58-31. The year before that, it was 61-27. The last victory for Lebo came in 2001 when they defeated Olpe 39-27 to claim that championship. And you got to think, you know, Coach Gardner, we've talked to him the last 2 years before those games, Mike, and, you know, he's felt like it's their year. And unfortunately, they just couldn't get it done there. But, man, oh, man, this team is really running hot. You got to think that he feels like that championship is in grasp.
Yo, absolutely. And, you know, I was talking to him, you know, speaking of, You know, the first regular season championship since 2004. Of course, that wasn't an outright championship like this one was. But they've got something to do. And, you know, historically, they've been to the championship game 9 times, mm-hmm. 2 of those coming in the last 2 years, like you mentioned. So they've got a pretty good effort. And if they're able to top that off, Patrick becomes a small list, if not the first, to win a boys' title and a girls' title.
Yep.
On that side. So I was talking about that with him before the ball game, and we mentioned maybe Birkdahl with Meredithine Valley, but mm-hmm. We got to get with Ted here this week to get that finalized.
Just need that book to come out as Vogler misses on a 1-1 opportunity. Lebo and putting them in the bonus as Allie Moore on the other end will sink the Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group experience. Midwest Land Group difference. It's 45-3. A 42-point advantage for the Lady Wolves as Mitchell gets it left corner, being guarded by Ott. Back to Vogler, top of the left wing, circles around to the top and has it poked away by Audrey Peak yet again. Foot race is on. Peak goes up. No real contest there from Vogler as Audrey Peak lays it in for her 10th point of the night. 2:25 still to go here in the first half. It's 47-3. Lebo leading Meredithine Valley. Rice has it now at the top of the power E on the Meredithine end. Gives off to Vogler. Vogler, right side to Cormode. Cormode now drives in the lane. Goes over the top of Katie Ott and fires the shot over the top of the basket. Johnson fought for the rebound. It was last touched by Hadley, so it'll stay with Meredithine Valley as Coach Gardner sending in Brooklyn Jones and Abby Shields. Taking a seat will be Katie Ott and Audrey Peak. Shields, the junior, seeing her first bout of action here tonight as a 3 is launched. A good look there by Haley Bethel. It was probably one of the better looks they've had tonight. Fired that long 3, but it just wouldn't fall through. Jones at the foul line now, Lebo in. Has her pass intended for Shields altered, but it still finds the target. Jones has it again now at the top. Hands off to Crouch. Top of the key, fires the 3. That is good for a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3. And it Crouch looked to be in a little bit of pain after that shot.
Yeah, I think the box out kind of got her in the knee, and she's still kind of struggling there on defense.
Well, Crouch gets her name into the book, and I think Coach Gardner is going to sub her out with a minute 27 to go as Abby Peak is back to the scores table. And Brooklyn Jones ties up Mitchell as she was driving to the basket. And, yeah, Crouch will come out. Abby Peak will come back in. So it's for Lebo, Shields, Jones, Moore, Abby Peak, and Sage Hadley. Hadley and Audrey Peak, the only scorers in double figures with 10 points each, as Allie Moore will get a little brush in the face on a drive to the basket. That is going to go against Katie Mitchell. That'll be her first, I believe, team's 11th. 50-3 the lead for the Lady Wolves as Allie Moore puts up the first of 2 and sinks it. Moore has 7 now. Make it 8. And thus far, Lebo has only missed 3 shots from the foul line tonight, Mike.
Yeah, 11 out of 14. They've shot exceptionally well.
Yeah.
They're starting to heat up from the field as well. So.
Yep, they're picking things up a little bit.
Looking like the number one seed for a reason.
Absolutely. Cormode at the top of the key goes to Mitchell. Pass knocked down by Brooklyn Jones. She'll take it the length of the court, go up for the layup, get tapped on the wrist, and go to the line for the and one. Brooklyn Jones now has 8. That foul will be going against Madison Cormode. That'll be her first. Team's 12th. Jones fires the extra point. It's good. And if you are a football fan, you know those extra points, when you have the chance, you got to get them.
I was getting ready to make a football reference. Do you think we ever see like a 45-point mercy rule in basketball?
Well, I think we're going to see one tonight. 45 seconds left to go here in the half. Lebo in the lead, 55-3. Nice steal there by Meredithine Valley as Mitchell will get it and then go down. Ooh, looks like she might have banged her shin there. Hope she's all right. She's going to walk it off there. A little bit of a limp. That will be the eighth team foul for Lebo. It'll be the second for Sage Hadley. And that means, of course, 1-1 on the way here for Meritazine Valley. But they've not looked too good. They're only 1 of 5. Mitchell misses on the front end of the 1-1. And down on the other side, Shields fires a jumper from the left block with 30 seconds left to go. A tie-up for the rebound between Abby Peak, trying to fend off Haley Bethel and Katie Mitchell. Jump ball is the call. It'll go to Meritazine Valley. Kermode will inbound from the backcourt, gives to Bethel. She'll walk it up across the timeline. Gives left side to Rice. Almost hits the three again. Man, Rice has had some great looks from that left wing.
Law of average is about to find a way out here. You know, they're 0-for-4, but they're, like you said, Tegan, they're about to start falling here pretty soon.
I want to give her one of the threes because, man, she shot them perfectly the last two times. Give Rice some credit. Perfect form. Moore has it left side up top to Shields. Now right side to Abby Peak. Peak to Hadley. 19-foot jumper is good at the buzzer. Sage Hadley ends the first half with 12 points. It's 57-3. Lebo leading Meritazine Valley. We will step aside for just a moment, bring you halftime stats and analysis here with our continued coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serves the worldwide valve market with the best product available and has the goal of being a one-stop shop for all their customers' needs. They're proud to be an integral part of the Madison community since 1977. Their continued expansion in downtown Madison is just another example of their commitment to the future. The firm is a strong supporter of the Madison schools and wishes the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist you through the process. Midwest Land Group is the fastest growing land brokerage in the Midwest and consistently sells properties for more money in less time and with less headaches than anyone else. When you work with Midwest Land Group, you get access to the tools and the resources needed to find the property for your needs or help you professionally market your property to the highest level. Call Cody Thurston at 620-794-1229.
Thinking concrete? Then think Miller Concrete Construction. Miller provides complete concrete construction services, including paving, resurfacing, and foundation repairs. We're insured, licensed, and bonded. From foundations, basements, and concrete stamping, ice foundations, driveways, excavations, and all flat work needs, the professionals at Miller can tackle any job on time and on budget. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. Miller Concrete Construction.
As the weather changes, so does your tire pressure. Let the crew at Kansas Land Tire and Service give your vehicle a free 21-point inspection so you aren't stranded along the road. From oil changes to tune-ups and preventative maintenance service to tires, Kansas Land will keep you going to the ball game or other special events. Stop by or give them a call for an appointment. Kansas Land Tire and Service, 6th and Prairie, 620-343-8473.
When it's cold outside, nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the cold, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories, and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Strength Stability Service. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, you can count on all three. And you can count on me, Perriott, your local farm.